Hi everyone, welcome back to Grounded. It's Anna here.
And April.
And today we're going to do something a little different. You know, we're up to our episode number 13. And we would like to take this time just to like have a, I don't know, look back.
Yeah, recap.
At the journey that we've gone on. And it's quite, for me, it's quite impressive that we're like up to the 13th episode already. And
I feel like we've covered so much so far.
I know.
Like we've really gone... Yeah. In all different directions.
Mm-hmm. And we want to also thank you guys for, you know, still being with us. And we are even just grateful for the opportunity of, I guess, sharing our voices to the world. And I'm really getting these days that having these thoughts of possibilities is a luxury. Like, it is really a luxury for us to even have these types of conversations. And not everyone has that, unfortunately, where they have the freedom. So, yeah, much love to everyone. What about you, April? What's the 13 weeks been for you?
I think for me it's been, like, such a journey of, like, how we've taken things on. Like each week how we've thought, okay, what's there for us?
Yeah.
And what are we dealing with at the moment that people might relate to? It's been really great having that like reflection every week, because it's almost like a bit of a reflection as well, like a checking with ourselves each week, like this is what's going on, this is the impact, this is the action. Like it's just been us fully in action every week, which is great. And it's also been awesome because now when we hit that record button, for me, it's like I'm just so ready and keen to go.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, like, not really sure. Like, I remember episode one, I came to Airbnb, and I just remember feeling so nervous and, like, we re-recorded,
That's
I think,
right.
part of that episode, and it was just a bit like, oh, this is scary. And now it's just like, hello, like, ready to go.
And when you, while you're on that, I keep forgetting this, but it's so funny. Our podcast name is Grounded, and so every time we do these podcasts it grounds me. Literally grounds me. It's like, okay, cool, like it's like a check-in, and it allows it just allows me to ground myself and get myself back in line with my possibility.
Very true. I also love like all the feedback we have received. I've just been blown away with people just randomly sending us messages like, oh, really related to this episode, and then they share a bit, and it's just like, that is so awesome, because that's what we wanted. We wanted people to listen to it and get something for themselves in their life.
Yeah.
As well as obviously take away the action to do as well. But just what I am loving is just feeling connected to people on a different level, because we're talking about things that we might not necessarily have conversations with people about on a regular basis, and that's the whole intention, is that we create the space for these conversations, and just having that feedback from people and saying like, yeah, just hearing how it's connected with their lives and what they're dealing with, it's been really awesome.
Yeah, that's a good point. And something came to me this morning, and this is good that we're doing a self-reflection. I noticed how much I do not love myself, especially this week.
I wasn't expecting
that. Yeah, I know.
Not that I'm like, Anna loves herself. But as you know,
I don't.
To me, as someone who's super like...
Well, that's,
confident.
Crazy,
and like,
right?
Doesn't doubt herself. I mean, I know we've had conversations where that pops up time to time.
Yeah.
But wow.
Well, that's the thing though. I get... This is what I really got flat on. I receive a lot of love from other people. But I myself don't see it, don't receive it, don't accept it. Don't everything, like, I just don't let it sink in.
You almost get like a shield up, like it just kind of
totally
bounces off the shield.
Mm-hmm.
But on the outside, it looks like you're receiving it.
Yep.
Like when people,
that's my
people
freaking
always
thing.
Always comment on your amazing wardrobe. And like, you're always very gracious. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Like, and I
but was, I don't let it get to
I
me.
I can hear that, that's...
Just because I don't want it to feed my ego, number one. That's really why I don't.
That's actually a great point. Ego versus like...
that's
actually
a possible
acknowledging
topic.
Yourself. Maybe
that's
we can
a possible topic
that.
In the future.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought it was. Ah. Like, if I receive this compliment, it's going to feed my ego. So no.
And people often feel uncomfortable with compliments.
Yeah.
For that.
That's true.
That
that's a common thing. And so now, like for example, I would never. The thoughts I have to myself, I would never say to another person. Mm. So that's what I'm going to take on from episode 13 onwards.
Yeah.
Really loving myself first. So, yeah. I don't know why you said that, but I just... That
was
awesome. In my space. So, yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful too.
Yeah.
Mm. And we will unpack that,
no.
I think, in another episode.
Okay.
I think there's definitely a lot there that people... would experience, because you sharing that has made me kind of think about that a bit more, and it's like, why are we uncomfortable with compliments?
Yeah.
Or being acknowledged? Actually, I don't know, sometimes when I'm acknowledged, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm learning to be okay.
Good.
But it's like the compliments on like surface level stuff sometimes, like, I think, remember we've talked about in the past,
so
the difference between compliments and acknowledgements, because acknowledgements, like, the person sees you.
Yeah.
Like, they see your soul.
Yeah.
And like who you are for them.
Yeah.
Whereas compliments, surface level stuff, can sometimes, I don't know about you, but that's when I feel a bit like, I don't know what you want to say. Get
yeah.
a bit weird about it.
Yeah.
The other thing that's there for me is I would really love, and I acknowledge the people that have shared with us and have given us that feedback, but what would be really powerful, I think, to take our podcast to our next phase would be to really hear from people, what is it that you're dealing with that you want us to talk about, and to open up as
yes.
a subject, because,
and we'll keep it anonymous.
Yeah, like, if you would like.
Don't
we're not
worry.
Gonna be like, you know, send out your address
yeah
or anything. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know, I think there's obviously so much that our two minds can come up with, that what we're dealing with and what we're experiencing in our lives. But what would be really awesome is just people that have thought, have, you know, started to dig into what's going on, and what do I bump up against all the time, like what are some familiar things for me that would be really interesting to hear unpacked in a podcast perhaps.
Yes.
I don't know,
we would love
yeah,
that
would be awesome.
Because we really want it to be a conversation, this podcast, you know. And in the future, we're just talking about having guests as well. So if you have any requests for guests for us to even... Which will put us in the unfamiliar, because, you know, that would require us to make phone calls and, you know...
Or if you
invite
yourself
people.
Have something to contribute. And,
yeah.
And you've heard us talk about something and you're like, I actually have something to add on to that. Like, that would be amazing.
Yes.
Like, when we recorded our last episode with our friend Bree.
Yeah.
It just kind of took it to a whole, like, a third perspective.
Different
like, oh,
dynamics.
Cool. So, always, up for that as well.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Let us know.
Well, thank you, everyone, again. And, you know, we are now in July 2019. So, next half of this year, we are amping it up. And totally invite you to come with us. So stay grounded, do what is important to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Everyone. Bye.